Daf is Daf Ayin Zayin. We got to the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We were a little lagging. We got to the last seven lines up. The Gemara says, Tani Tana Kami Derav. They taught a brayse in front of Rav and said, Nosein Lahem Scharam Mishalim. They said that the halach is that if the polos chozer, so he gets a full payment. So Rav was disturbed by this. Amar Lei Chavibi, Amar Ili Anahava, had I been there, Lahava Yivne Lahan. I would have paid the guy for walking away just like a Paul Bata, but not a full amount.
That, are we talking about where they walked away? There wasn't enough work. They didn't find tefillah.
So let's see. Rashi says, you're right. Rashi says where they walked to there, but they didn't find any tefillah. But the chamarim walked below matzah. They went to, the donkeys went, and they didn't find any tefillah there. So they, in the end of the day, they didn't do any job. They walked there, but no job was done. So he says, you pay Schar Mishalim. And he was very disturbed by this. How come you pay Schar Mishalim? They didn't do anything. So you should only pay them Kapol Batel, as if they were workers who didn't do anything. That Amris knows in them Schar Mishalim. So Gemara says, what's this Shaila? Didn't we say the remaining part of the Braisa taught us? Eino dome haba ta'on lahavi reikan. Osam lachal yoshev batel. It's no different. You can't compare, rather, the situation where a person carries something versus a person who doesn't carry anything. A person who does work versus a person who doesn't do work. Meaning, we don't pay him the full amount. You pay him just as a yoshev, as a pol batil. So Rav was right. That's exactly what the Braisa continued to say. So what was Rav arguing on? So the answer is, lo saimi kameh. When he taught him the Braisa, he didn't leave out that end of the Braisa, the important part. So he only heard the part you pay tzchar mishalim, that you pay him the full amount. And he's machavin to the rest of the Braisa that you're really only supposed to pay him like a pol batil. Ikadami, others say. Saimua, no, Kame, they actually did finish the brisa off that said you get paid like a Yosha, like a Paul Bato. Vahachi Kamar, Chavivi Amar, I hava anel, had I been there, says Rav, anel lohavine yahivne le klai, wouldn't have paid him anything at all. He did nothing. He walked there and he did do a thing. Vahat Amar's Paul Bato, and you are saying from this brisa to paying like a Paul Bato? Elakasha, how could you say this? How could Rav go against this brisa, which clearly says he gets paid at least Paul Bato? So Gemara says, "Hach lo kashi, this is not a problem. There are two different circumstances. Ha desari laare midarta darsa, v'ha de lo sari laare midarsa. What he saw from nighttime. What does that mean? So look at Rashi in the bottom here. Rashi says, "Where did we go? Look at Rashi. First, there's a very important Rashi here. Four lines up. Lo havi yahavne kla. I wouldn't have paid him anything because the mazlayo garam. It's the mazel of the poel. He shows up and there's no tefillah there. That's his mazel. I shouldn't have to pay for his bad mazel." And then tells us that rather Rashi adds, "Ve'inu nami hava lu lasuke daita shlo yimtsu sade lacha." They should have also thought that there's a possibility when they'd show up that the whole field was a swamp. They couldn't do any work. So I shouldn't have to pay them. It's their mazel. They should have thought of this concept. So therefore, I shouldn't have to pay them. So what's the stira? One case is you pay them like a poa batel. The other case is you don't pay them anything. So Rashi explains, "Ha desari la'ara meursa." But holy chapolim sham, then the workers went the night before and to inspect the field. The ra'u, they saw, v'lo havinu she'ilacha. They didn't understand that it was all moist and wet and overflowed. Oh, she'yarduk shamim b'layla leslu klal. That's their fault. They went the night before and they should have been paying attention. The ha'chazu inu, they saw gufayu, v'amnas kain, still nonetheless, nistachru lo, they were hired out. They weren't able to do anything. They shouldn't have went in the morning. It's their fault. They went to inspect the area. They did a walkthrough, and they should have seen and noticed that it rained or it was all wet. So it's their fault. You don't have to pay. But in a situation where delo sar la'ara, they didn't check out the field the night before, and then the polim are not responsible, then they do get paid ki yoshev bato. Kihad, the Gemara says, the last two lines of the Amud here, kihad, the Amud Rava, like Rava said, hai man de agir agiri lirifke. A person who hires workers to dig a ditch, v'asa mitru malia, and then the rain comes and fills it up. Isaira la'ara morsa, if they inspected the land the prior night, say they did the problem. This is the loss of the problem. They checked it out and they shouldn't have went through and walked to find out. They should know the night beforehand that it was all swamped. Lo saira la'ara morsa, they didn't check out the land the night before him. Say did the baal. That's the baal's loss. The yav le kapal bata. Then he would have to pay the workers like a poel bata.
Almost like a kinyan, meaning even something happened that they, because it seems from Rashi that even if something happened that they wouldn't even know, it could still be their fault because they were there already.
Right. So from Rashi, he doesn't indicate that there's a level.
It seems that the fact that they were there almost gives
transfer. Hamlacha. It sounds like
something.
So Rashi didn't say. I was thinking the same thing. If it's right, it might be that the mlacha has started already. That process, like what you're suggesting. or it could be simply that they went the night before and they should have seen. And
otherwise, if something, because he mentioned that if you drink something that happens that is in a row,
there
should be possible. But it seems that even on something they couldn't be predicting, it's false.
So the question is, when did that rain? When did that rain happen, though?
Because they wouldn't have to show up the next day, and the fact that they show up the next day, that's the. Shows that they
rain. No, they, no, if they didn't show up the next day, then they didn't do any work. They walked away from the question is, when did it rain?
It showed up.
The question is, when did it rain, though? Did it rain before they came or after they rained?
Before. So if it seems that even after it's
I'm not sure. Shayardu Kshama, if it's the rain beforehand, so then they should have seen it. If it only rained afterwards, so then.
So it would seem that if something unexpected happens, it's still the Balabai's responsibility.
That's what it would sound like. Yeah, I think so.
It sounds like the Balabai's has to pay if they took a scout, you know, if they went.
No, if he goes, they don't have to. If he goes and they took it upon them anyways. That's if they didn't check it out. That's a low. If low, Messiah Marsa.
Right. Hold on.
Fine, let's go write it out. Says three lines down. Amarava, Haiman, the Ogir Agurila Davla. A person who hires a guy to draw some water, to water the field. Lahashko Sasa, this is Rashi. But then the rain comes, so he doesn't have to do anything now. Say that the problem, it's their bad mazel. But if it's Asanar, if the river overflows, and by way of that, waters the grass, say that the Baal Bais loses out. The Yav Lahu, Kipalbata, and the Baal Bais would have to pay out. Why? What's the difference here? So Rashi says, Asanara, actually do the next one, say that the Baal Habayis, the problem Einam Yodim Biminag said there. They don't know how this guy's field works or the stream that it overflows ever. Shehei Nahar Olu Lashko. So Ahua Yodea, he knew about this. So since the Baal Bais was aware of this, there's a possibility he still hired the workers anyways, and it's possible he won't need the workers, he has to pay. But the rain comes, there's no one who could predict the rain, so that shows it's the bad mazel of the Poel, and they wouldn't have to get paid. They don't get paid in that case. Then comes along another statement. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Hi man, the ogir aguri ledavla." They hire people to water the grass of pasuk nara, and that the rain, the river rather, which was the source of getting the water, stopped. It went dry. The palga the yoma halfway through the day, so they couldn't water anymore. So ilo avida the pasuk say to the problem, if it's not normal that the river never dries up, so that's the bad mazel of the problem. So the problem lose out. If it's avid the pasuk, if this is a common occurrence where the rain would rather the river would stop, then even a masa. Pseida de Palim, Labne Masa Pseida de Baal Bais. If this happened to the entire city, the river stopped for everybody, so this wasn't unique to this field and unique to the Palim, so then the Palim lose out, it's there. But if it's Labne Masahi, if it didn't affect the Bnei Masa, just affected this guy's property, so then that's a Pseida de Baal Bais, and he would be responsible.
Is it saying Bnei Masa that the Palim are people from the city, so therefore they should have been aware?
That's what the English says.
Ah, okay. So if the people from the city who are aware of the situation, very good. If they're aware of the situation, so they should have expected this, so then in that situation, they are responsible. But if they're not from the city, so then the Baal Bais, he knows this, he should have told the Palim. He didn't tell the Palim, in which case the Baal Bais loses out, not the Palim. So according to this Amanda, this statement of Rava, you could say the same thing in the previous statement as well. If they knew about the Minog, so then Einachanami, it depends on what they know. That's really what it. So I'll tell you on, and we see going through here two different factors. One factor is the mazel of the poel versus the Baal Bais, and also the awareness of the poel versus the Baal. That's what Rashi said earlier on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the awareness and the mazel. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hai man de agar aguri la vidasa, the shalim avidasa bepalga de yom. A guy hires a worker, and he finishes the work halfway through the day. It's noon. So now, this guy walk away, he finished his job early. So e isle avidasa denicha mine, if he has a type of other work for him to do that's easier than the one he just did, Yavlu gives it to him. E nami de kavase, or it's something that's of equal difficulty to one he was doing, mafki lahu, then he's also able to have the workers do the rest of the job. The kashmine, but he's having him do a harder job than he was hired to do, then lo mafki lahu, then he's not allowed to have the worker do that job. V'noshin lehem schar misham, and he has to pay him the full amount. So the Gemara asks him, why is that the case? Leisid lekepal bato. Let him the second half of the day, if there's no work for him to do, they shouldn't pay him for doing a work. He's not doing any work at that point. Pay him like a pal bato. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why you pay him a full payment, a full wages, is because kiyam arava bachlushe dimechuza dilo avde chalshe. It's a certain place where they'd constantly work. Look at Rashi, achlushe dimechuza. They constantly carry things. Very, very strong people working in this area. If they sit down, it's so hard for them to sit down not doing anything. There's so much energy. So that place, it's worse. It makes them even weaker. So therefore, you pay them. There's no yoshibata for these guys. So you pay them the full amount. So now they use this Gemara, interestingly, as a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a father hires a malami, the Rebbe, for his son. And let's say his son gets sick. He can't learn anymore. Can you now give the Rebbe another Talmud to learn in his stead? So Mordechai says that if you could find someone who's of equal level to this child, not difficult, then you could pass on another Talmud to learn with the Rebbe, who I hired already. But someone who's a difficult child, then you cannot pass on to the Rebbe. The same idea here. It has to be of equal difficulty, not a greater difficulty. But then the other post can say,
from a behavior point of view.
Yeah, they don't really, probably both on the understanding of behavior and also their understanding. Oh no, but some people don't understand. It's harder to speak to a guy who can't learn. Yeah, a guy who doesn't want to learn Alphabet to a guy who's learning Ketos. So it's a different type of teaching. But then the other post can say, no, you can't. You can never. There's no such thing as being equal Talmidim. They're always difficult. It might be easier, but there's so many other areas of behavior versus education you can never find of equal status, in which case you can never pass on another Talmud to Rebbe, because each relationship also is very different. The way your Rebbe interacts with this Talmud versus that Talmud, you can never know if it's Nichele or not, so therefore they paskin, you cannot pass on a Talmud in such a situation.
Therefore what, you have to pay him anyway?
Well, you're probably paying like a Yoshev Abatel, I imagine, a Paul Abatel. So then the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Shaman Lahem Es Masha Asuk. So this is quoting from the Mishnah. You have evaluate whatever he had done, and you pay him whatever he did, even though he walked away halfway through the day. That was the Mishnah. Ketan, how does that work? Haya yafa shisha dinarim, no sin lehem sela. So kasavir rabbanon yad poel al hel yona. So let's say it's worth six. So you give him the six, and you have to pay him the yafa shisha dinarim. It's worth six, so you pay him. I thought the full. So you pay the
price. This is the price.
Sela is four.
Right.
So if again he worked six, so you pay the first guy, you pay the first guy the full amount, and the second worker you pay the six dinarim, even though it's going to cost more to get the second worker for shisha dinarim, it's going to make it more expensive for you. You still pay the first guy, the seller the first, the four dinarim, even though it's going to cost you a total of 10. Meaning it should have cost you a total of eight dinarim. That's what it should have costed. Now he broke it up. So the first guy, I still pay the first guy four, even though I'm going to have to now pay a new poel six, which is going to total me 10. Still, Rabban hold that Yad Poel Al Hel Yona, he can walk away mid-job and still get his payment for his half-job done.
Rashi said on this question yesterday that this was an argument. This was in opposition with our Mishnah. Rav Dosa held by...
Yeah, we'll see it later on. Rav Dosa later on. Right. So this is Shita's Rabban. They hold Yad Poel Al Hel Yona. So then the Gemara says, "Oh, yigmaru melachtan v'yitlushnei slum," or they could just finish a job and get paid the two slum that they're supposed to be getting paid in the first place. Gemara says, "Pshita, of course, if they finish a job, they're going to get paid what they agreed on." So the Gemara says, "Lo tricha, it's only needed dayaka vidasa, where the wages increased. The emru problem, now the workers are demanding that they va'azil ba'bayis u'paisinu. So now the workers walk away. They say, "I want more money." And the Babai says, "Don't worry, just come back." He convinced them to finish a job. So Maldu says, "What would you think?" Matzi Amrile, the Paulim could say to the employer, "Kim if I seen when you had appeased us to come back and finish a job, I died to the Tafinlon. Aiga, we thought you were going to pay us the new higher wages." Kamash Milan Damarlu, he says, "I died to the Tachina Lachu Bachil Vishasir." No, I was going to supplement everything with more food and more drink to feed you that way, but not with higher wages.
Benefits.
Right. Okay, so therefore you pay him the same amount. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is, even when the wages go up higher, he still only has to pay him the initial amount. But again, it sounds like he would have to add him some benefits, some food and drink, if that was the understanding of the workers. So then the Gemara says, "Sela nosin lem sela." So if he does a sela of work, when he walks away half the job, you pay him the sela that he did. So the Gemara says, "Pshita, that's also obvious." So the Gemara says, "Latzricha, it's only needed for the following case, dizal avidase meikara." So now the wages went down. Vagrina betfei zuza lesof ayakar avidase v'kam betfei zuza. So what's the case here? The Rashi says, "Lo tzricha dazal avidase meikara kisha sachran hayu palim bazul." Initially, when they made the agreement, the contract, the workers were very cheap. But these workers, ve'elu l'ratzu li'istakir b'kishar pal, and these workers initially didn't want to be like any other way of workers. They wanted to be paid hosif lemzuz. They wanted to get paid more than the minimum wage. Ukshepasak lehem sela achetzia lo hayaroy elo lesela chaser diner. Really, they should have been paid a sela's worth 4 dinar. The going rate was really 3 dinar, but they took upon themselves, I want to do 4 dinar. That was the job they took upon themselves. So that was the initial agreement. Now, lasof, back to the Gemara now, ayakar vidase, now the wages went up. So everybody's wages went up to 4 dinar, was their going rate. The kabitve is usually, now they wanted 5 for their job. So the Mishnah telling us that they get paid to 4 only, the seller, which is only 4, even though everything went up, increased. Why? So Mao the same, what would you have thought? Amri le, the poem said, Tfei zuza amrishlan, Tfei zuza havlan. We agreed zuz above the going rate. So now in the end, the going rate higher, it's 4 dinar, so we expect 5 dinar. Kamash milan, damr lehu, the Baal Bayis, the employer, says to them, when I told you a wage, once is above the minimum wage, what does that mean? So Rashi explains, lo kimlechu, lo ayisim yodim shati ruim li tol sela. When you didn't know that you were worthy of taking a sela, I could have hired you, meaning the going rate was really a 3 dinar. But now, kimlechu, now that everything went up, now it's going for 4 dinar, I can't afford to pay a 5 dinar wage anymore. That wasn't the understanding. It was only, again, the initial rate I was able to add 1 zuz, but it wasn't like a 1 zuz above whatever the rate's going to be. And for that reason, the Baal Bayis still only pays the sela according to the initial agreement made. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Dosa, who argued on the Rabbanan. Rabbi Dosa, Omer Shaman Lehen Es Mashe Asir Lehasa. So you evaluate how much it's going to cost to finish the job. And then Hayayafa Shisha Dinarim Nosin Lem Shekel. So if you need 6 dinar to finish the job, so then you could take off from the workers who started the job and walked away and pay them only a shekel, only pay them 2 dinar to make everything balance out. So in the end of the day, you pay the 8 sela that you're supposed to, 8 dinar rather, that you were supposed to play in the beginning. So we learn from Rabbi Dosa, Kasavar Yad Poel Al Tachtona. The pole actually loses out. If he walks away, he gets the lower hand, in which case he gets only 2 dinar as opposed to 4 expecting, and as opposed to the 6 that Chacham say they end up getting. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, O yigmeru melachtan v'yitlu shnei slaim. Or they can finish a job and get the 2 slaim that they were agreed upon. Cheetah, that's obvious. The Gemara says, same thing as above. Lo tzichas only needed in the following case, dezal avidase, where the wages went down, and the Baal Bayis v'azil palim ufaisu, and the Baal Bayis walked away. He says, "Listen, I want to get a cheaper worker now. I don't want to pay you guys this. I want to pay a cheaper job." So the Baal Bayis walks away, and azil palim ufaisu. Now this time the workers say, "No, we need the money. Please, can we work for you?" So he said, "Fine, you can come work for me." So now what's he paying them? So Mal the same. What would you think? Matzi amar lahu. The Baal Bayis could say, "I died to the bitzri like me agre. I thought when you appeased me to come finish my job, I thought I was going to pay you less because that was the wage, which we're less now." Kamashvla, no. Damrilei, I died to davdina lecha avidatsa shapirta. No, we wanted the initial agreement, the amount, the higher amount, but we did a better job for you. So that's why we're going to take the higher amount like we initially agreed upon, but given that it's a better quality job done. So then the Gemara says, from quoting the Mishnah, Sela nosin lehem sela. If they did a sela of work, then they get a paid a sela. So pshita, that's also obvious. That's what they did. So says the Gemara again, similar case. Amar Rav Huna braid the Rav Nosson lo tzrichat only needed de ozili inhu gave zuza meikara ulasof zil zal avidase. So what's this case here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says lo tzricha de zal avidase hashta lechach yigmar besela. So what's the case here again? So they finish it off with, again, we're trying to think of a case when they did a sell of a job, you finish off for the job, they pay the seller. So we're saying here again, the ozile inu gave, that the
employer wanted to discontinue them because
it became cheaper. The problem with the wages were cheaper. So initially, he hired them, and then they got cheaper. So the Gemara explained to Mal the same, what would you have thought? Initially, he hired them for a cheaper amount. He hired them when the cheaper wages. So now also, I want to pay less. Kamash v'lan, damri le, ki amrin lecha, b'batze zuze, di lo hava kim lecha. Hashra kim lecha. I only is willing to give the lesser amount when lo kim lecha, says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Mal the same, Hol vil Rabbi Dosa yad hapol ala tachtona. Since the pole always has the lower hand here, name alahu, he could say to them, Batzer Zuza armishili Batzer Zuza shkule. I said to you less than a zuz. I'm going to give you less than a zuz. Barei kol osim chetze besela. Everyone does the half the job for a sela. Talatem b'mashia sisem sela chaser zuz. So I should pay you less than a zuz because that's what we agreed upon initially. So Kamash Melon, we learn from all this, says the Rashi, when we initially made the amount of a less than the going rate, that's when the going rate was a higher amount. But now that the going rate is a lesser amount, we're not willing to work for such a small amount of money. So that's why, even though it went down, went to 3 dinar, they're allowed to accept the full sela because that was the initial agreement and the understanding from the Poel's perspective. So even though sometimes the Poel has the yad tachtona, there are certain instances like this one where the Poel is going to have the Yad Elyona and can't get the initial payment that was agreed upon. Okay. Gemara now says the last 6 lines, Amar Rav, Halacha Kerbi Dosa. We pass like Kerbi Dosa, which is the idea that Yad Poel is Al Tachtona and the Yad Baal Bayis is Al Elyona. So the Gemara challenges the statement here. Umi Amar Rav, Hachi, does Rav really say this? So Amar Rav, doesn't Rav say, Poel Yachal Lachsebo Afilu Chatzeyo? Here he gives the Yad HaPol the Elyona, that the Pol could walk away halfway through the job. So the Gemara says, V'chi tema, shani leil Rabbi Dosa, bein eschirius lekablanus. Maybe he distinguishes between a worker who's hired for the day and a guy who's hired for a project, for a contract. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi, the last line here. Shani leil bein eschirius lekablanus. The gavi eschirius isa lehai taima. Maybe only by a schir yom, where he's hired as a worker, he's subject to the guy's whatever mercy, whatever he's doing. So that's where he's allowed to walk away because the concept of avadaihem velo avadim lavadim. Avaba kablon is saying to Evid Elasma, he's working for himself. He does a job whenever he wants. When he gets a job done, he gets paid. But he's not working for the guy directly. So maybe in that case, Rabbi Dosa be kablonis mari kitakasani kibel kamala ktur vidirab beschir yom. So Rabbi Dosa says, when does the Yad Poel have the Tachtona by a Kablanus? That he has the lower hand. But when it comes to a Schir, Sachir, when he's considered an Eved almost, so then because he's an Eved, then Rav and Rabbi Dosa allows him to walk away. So the Gemara says that can't be, that Rabbi Dosa makes such a distinction. So the Gemara says, last 3 lines, and Mishaini Lei, does he really distinguish between a Poel and a Socher and a Kablanus? The Hat Tanya, doesn't the Braisa tell us? If a person hires a worker and then halfway through the day he hears that he has a death in the family or he's overtaken by a fever and he's sick, so im sacharhu, if he's a hired worker, so what's the halacha? The Gemara says, no sin l'scharo, he gets paid. Rashi says, why does he get paid? He didn't finish the job, obviously, as we know. However, honest, so since he's honest, ain lakanta, you don't penalize the guy, something crazy happened. So he gets to get off. He gets to maternally, paternally, whatever it is. He gets something happen. He gets to full payment.
No, I think he gets half of it. But
we're not.
Let's see. So Rashi says, "Hol v'honest who ain't lekanta. We don't penalize him. V'lasos yado al ha'tachtona. They pay him nothing. V'nosin lochatzi demeischar. We pay him half the amount. The half the job he did, he gets the full amount." Because Rabbi Dosa says you would normally say you have to calculate what's going to cost the remaining part of the job and detract from the first part. So here he gets the full amount of what he actually did, which is half the job, but still he gets paid full for that amount, what he did. And then the Gemara says, im kablo, if he's a kablan, who, if he's a kablan, a contractor, so nosin lo le kablun also, gets accepted the kablan, whatever he accomplished. So we see from here, so Mani, who authored this brisa? Ilema rabbanan. Why only these cases where there's some onus that he gets payment? Kilo onus nami. Even when there isn't an onus, ha amri rabbanan yad pol al hal yona. And if he walks away, he always gets the full amount of whatever he accomplished. So rabbanan can't be the author of this price. He always gets half the. He always gets that full amount, full payment of whatever he did. Ella la Rabbi Dosa. He must be Rabbi Dosa. We learn from this brisa, lo shiny leili Rabbi Dosa bein tzchiris lekablanus. There is no distinction here between tzchiris and kablanus. So he says whether he's a socher, whether he's a socher, whether he's a kablan, he has the same din. So the Gemara says, no amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak b'davar ha'avod v'divrei hakol. This is a situation where it's davar ha'avod where everyone agrees to this. So what does that mean? Look at Rashi 3 lines down from the top. Abner of Nachman bar Yitzchak liolam shiny lay. Really, there's a distinction. And the Rabbi Dosa really thinks that Sachir does have the Yad El Yonah. And he is allowed to walk away because he's a Vadai, below the Avadim. So he can walk away by a Sachir. Our Mishnah is B'davar Ha'avadaskin and V'divri Akol. In a situation where there's a davar avod, everybody agrees, even the rabbanon agree, you are not allowed to walk away. Rabbanon say normally a poel can walk away because yado al tachton, yado al halyona, he could always walk away. When it comes to the davar avod, when there's going to be a loss for the baal bayis, and even rabbanon agree, you cannot walk away.
What do you mean by
anonymous? No, unless it's
if there's an oven, if there's a davar ha'ovid, there's going to be a loss for the baal habayis. So then, even rabbanon agree he's not allowed to walk away.
Unless it's anus.
Exactly. Unless it's anus, which case then he has no control of that case. Okay. Okay. The Gemara now quotes from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's actually interesting tshuva based on this discussion. Maybe at the end, if I have time, remind me. I'll get to it. Tanan, kol ha'mishana yadu al tachtona v'chol ha'chozer bo yadu al ha'tachtona. Whoever changes and whoever retracts, pulls out the yadu al tachtona. That mishana, that chozer, he has the lower hand. So Bishma, I understand what this mission is coming to teach me. Kol ha'mishana yadu al ha'tachtona d'stam lan tana k'Rabbi Yehuda. This is referring to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, based on the sugyas in the end of Maseches Bava Kama, where the guy was hired to dye a piece of clothing. He made a mistake. So Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham had a machlokes. So we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mishana, the person who changes, the one who did the wrong die, he is the Yada al-Tachtona, and he doesn't get paid the full amount. Okay, Rashi refers to that Gemara in Baba Kama. It's a Mishnah. But Ella, kola chozer bo Yada al-Tachtona, la suye mai. The one who is chozer, what's that coming to include? What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? My love, la suye poel, uch Rabbi Dosa, and must be referring to Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says that a poel who retracts, he has Yada al-Tachtona. So the Gemara says, so is that really the case we're referring to here? That he thinks a chozer is yada al tachtona? So the Gemara says, Ella ridosa tarti kamar, rav savar le kivase bechada o palagale bechada. So again, initially we said Rabbi Dosa doesn't, he thinks there's no distinction between a kablon and a sachir. So based on this mission, the only thing we can understand what can be included in this line of kol chozer bo yada al tachtona, he must be referring to Rabbi Dosa. So we see that even when it comes to a schir yom, when he's chozer, his yado al tachtona. He has the lower hand here. So the Gemara says, no. Really, Rabbi Dosa holds that the yad poel is al ha'itachtona. Where's that Rashi? See Rashi here? Lav la suye schir yom. So Rashi says, the reisha demasnis in tana umnin demashma kablonis, the tana behen yado al tachtona, hadar tana kol chozer la suye poel. So the beginning part of the Mishnah is referring to an umnim, which are kablon. And the last line of the Mishnah is coming to include even a schir yom, a poel, is also yado ala tachtona. So the Gemara says, so what's the kashi then?
That Rav holds that came only on one and not on the other, meaning he holds that only a kablon is yado ala tachtona, but he doesn't agree on the...
And he said halacha is kravdosa, and yet we said Rav right. Said he can be chozer.
So again, Rav had been passing like halacha k'ridosa, and he said, but Rav also says he both be chozer. So he said there's no distinction. So the Gemara says, how could that be? So we clearly see that Rabbi Dosa is not mechalik between all the various cases. How come Rav is mechalik between a kablan and a schir yom? So the Gemara says, you're right, El Rabbi Dosa tarti kamar. He says both, that you can either, both cases, the yado al tachtona. But Rav savar lekavasi bechada palag lebechada. He agrees with him in one case, but he argues with him in the other case. He agrees with him in the case of a poel that a poel is able to be chozer because of vadaheim. When it comes to a kablon, he's not able to be chozer. So it's Rav makes a distinction, not Rabbi Dosa. So Gemara says Ibar Zema. Another suggestion is as follows. Gemara says kol hachozer bo yado ala tachtona. That what's his line coming to teach me that anyone who retracts or pulls away, he has the lower hand. L'chadatani, like the following b'raisa. The b'raisa tells us, kol ha'chozer bo, kates, anybody is chozer, what's the case? Harei shemachar sadeh l'chaveyor be'elv zuz. A guy, he sells his property for $1,000. V'nasin l'maos, mehen masayim zuz. He pays $200 to the front, but doesn't pay the remaining $800 just yet. So bizman she mocher chozer bo yalokech al halyona. If the mocher says, you know what, I don't want to be part of this deal anymore, I'm going to want to walk away, so the lokech has the option. He has the decision. He could say, ratza omer lo tain li mos, I want my $200 back. Oh, tain li karka keneged maosai, or pay me $200 of land that I paid you. Give me where the value of that land. So the Gemara says, from where does he pay? Minaides, from the best part of the land. Then bizman shelokeach chozer bo, but the lokeach says, you know what, I want out of this deal. He already paid the money up front, $200 up front already. So in that case, the ad mocher halyona, the mocher has he has the ball in his court. Ratz omer lo heilach malosecha. Either he could say, here's your money back, I'm returning $200 back to you. Ratz omer heilach karka, or he could say, he connected malosecha, or he could say, you know what, you'd take the land of worth $200 that you paid me already. Meheichin magbia, min azi baris, where does he pay? From the worst part of the land. Then comes along Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Malab de Noso Shalom Yechazer. We teach him that they shouldn't retract. How? Okay, so how do you teach them? Kosev Lowi, right? Ani Ploni ben Ploni Mecharti Sade Plonis Laploni. I, the seller, am giving it to Reuven. Bel of Zuz for $1,000. Venasan Li Mehem Messiah Zuz. He paid me up a $200 already. Arani Noshibo Shimon Mails Zuz. Now he owes me $800 more. Kana umach shalas ashar afil acher kamasham. Then everything's final. That contract makes it final, and all he owes me now is he says it's a debt he owes me, but the property, the title has transferred, and that's the way about preventing anyone from retracting anymore. That's Rashbag's Eitza. So this whole case of being chozer has nothing to do with the worker. It has to do with a lokech and a mocher. One person is going back, and therefore it doesn't have any bearing on Rabbi Dosa's shita, and a completely different case. So the Gemara now wants to break down this brisa. Amar mar mehechen magbia min ha'idus. So they're collecting from the idus. So Gemara says kasaka daitach meidus in nechasev, the best of all his properties, not even the ones he sold. He sold property A, but he had tons of other properties. He has to pay from the idus. So Gemara says lo yeh ela balchov. Why? He should be no greater than a balchov. The Mishnah tells us that a balchov dino bebeinonis. The balchov only collects a beinonis. Now this guy, what happens here was the mocher walks away. Lokeach, he said, I want the land, so give me edus. Now Lokeach isn't he's not a balchov, but he's no greater than a balchov. So the Gemara understands that he shouldn't collect greater than the beinonis. Like look at Rashi. See Rashi, lo yehe ela balchov. Rashi ran halfway down the page here. Lo yehe lokeach ze dinokal. He shouldn't have a lesser din. But ela afilu hu chamer ki balchov. Even if he's a higher din like a balchov, he's not actually a balchov. But even though he's like ki balchov, sheyesh lochosh bo linius delas, it sounds like Rashi is telling us that we're concerned with Nilas Adelas, which is normally applied to a case of Loven. A guy, if I'm the Malva, and the guy walks away and defaults the loan, I only get from the Ziboris, the worst part of land, I'm not going to lend money anymore. So he gave me the Beinus, I could collect from the Beinus. So I'm not quite sure the Nilas Adelas here, maybe it's referring to people walking away from deals and stuff. We want to penalize the Lokeh, we want to penalize the Mocher, make sure Lokeh people want to still be involved in business deals. But either way, he should not get anything greater than Beinonis. So why is he collecting the Edis? And moreover, the Gemara says, ha, ara diyav zuze. He already paid money. So why are you collecting from Edis from some other property if I already paid $200 for a property here? So what's the shail of Edis here? So Gemara says, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak me Edis sheba umizibor sheba. We're not taking Edis from another property. From that property that I was looking at, you give me the best corner of that land worth $200. And if it's the other way, where the lokeach backs down, so then mocher could pay the ziboris, the worst part of that property that we were discussing. So then the Gemara says, Rav Acha Brei de Rav Ika Amar Afilu Tema Meidus de Nechasev. No, you pay him from the best property of all the properties that he has. Why? Stam man de zavin ara baal fei zuzei, a person who's willing to buy a land for $1,000, which is a lot of money. Ozili Muzul Umazvin Nechasev. He starts to sell off all his property. He needs some cash. He starts selling off his property for very little money to have the money accessible to him. V'havalei kinizak. So now I'm damaged. I sold all my property, and now you walk away from the deal. I've got no kalim. I've got no land. I just have cash. Nothing to do with it. So now I'm at a loss. I'm in nizak. And havalei nizak v'tznan ha-nizak in shaman lam be'idis. Whenever a person gets damaged, he gets to collect from the edis.
Or the only specific case where guy sold off.
Exactly. If you could prove that that's what he was doing, so then he becomes there's a mazik and an izak, and he collects.
We always consider in this case an izak.
That's what. So it says stam man de zavin, a stam person. But let's say we know the guy for sure has enough cash; he doesn't have to sell anything. So it sounds from the Gemara, I guess it's not clear. You could say both ways.
Right.
I'm not sure if they do, but
I think it's just categorizing the case of nizak, not any specific. I don't know.
Either one, exactly. Now, Tosis points out here, Dibur Maskel v'Havli Mazik, Lav Dafka Mazik, he's not really a Mazik here. Sharei Ein Shaman Kafiyan Nezek Shezik, they don't assess the damage that was done. So it can't really be a Nizak. Sharei Ein Masham El Kafi Hamal Shekibel, he only accepts the money to whatever the land corresponding to what he gave. Ktas Dimuhu Lemazik Lito Chove Minaidis, it's similar to it whereby you collect the higher quality land, but it's not really Mazik. So then the Gemara says, you teach him to avoid any people being chozer, you teach him to write a contract. And the contract is binding, and only any of the leftover money not paid yet is going to simply be viewed as a chov, as an outstanding debt. So the Gemara says, time with the kasavle only because he wrote such a shtar. Hachi. Ha lav hachi, had they not written the shtar, lokani, the kinyan wouldn't work. Hatani, but doesn't the Braisa tell us, a person who gives some type of a collateral to a person, chaveiro, Varmelo, he says to him, im ani chozer bi arvuni machalcha, if I'm chozer, you could keep the collateral that I gave you. V'hal omer, the other guy who received the collateral, omer, im ani chozer, if I retract in the deal, bi ach polcha arvonchar, I'm going to double, I'm going to return back to the collateral, plus I'll give you another, they double the amount. Sinis kaimu hatanayim to divrei Rabbi Yossi. That tanai, those conditions are going to be standing. Because Rabbi Yossi l'tamei damer esmachta kanya. Esmachta works.
I'm sorry. So Rabbi Shimon is trying to find a solution that they should both be
sales final and no one can walk away.
Right, and that's explaining which way they are.
Okay. Only with the shtar though does it work. Now we're presenting a whole brisa where there is no shtar written. There's an eruv and there was a collateral that was given over. So right now that's the case. Rabbi Yossi thinks such a condition could be made because even though it's an esmachta, no one really thinks that anyone's backing out of the deal. Still, esmachta kanya l'fishitas Rabbi Yossi. Then Rabbi Yehuda Omer on this Mishnah, on this Braisa, dayo she niyikne keneged arvano. It's enough that he acquires whatever corresponds to that collateral. Okay. So then the Gemara says,
because he calls
esmachta lokanya, so only whatever you gave, you can only be koneged that actual collateral. So then on the statement, which is why we need this Braisa, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamed Vamar Murin, when is this true? Bizman Shamarlo Arvunu Yakun. So look what Rashi says. Bamed Vamar Murin, Shayachal Lachser, but when can you retract? Flo Yital Ze Ela Kenegan Ma'osov, and you can only take the amount of the money that corresponds to the collateral. Bizman Shinasulo Bitaras Eravon, Vlo Bitaras Tchilas Piran. You gave it as collateral as opposed to a beginning of payment, just as a collateral, so then you can be Choser. If you agree to pay 1,000 zuz, and you pay 500, you give the money not as a collateral, but as a beginning payment, the first payment, then you can't be chozer anymore. But you could collect. So in this price we just presented, once you start payment, even without the shtar, everything's final. But the price above said that no, only if you write in a shtar does it finalize it. So what's the difference of the cases? So the Gemara explains, Lo kasha had the ka'il v'nafik azuzay, had lo ka'il v'nafik v'azuzay. Depends whether the guy's looking for money. Meaning what? So Rashi explains here, around 10 lines up, had the ka'il v'nafik azuzay, the guy's coming in and out looking for money, had the katani, that which the Braisa says, di lo zakfa lav ha-milva, if you didn't turn it into a milva, you didn't write a shtar about it, chozer, you're allowed to, the previous Braisa, then you can be chozer, if you didn't put in a shtar, b'da'il mocher v'nafik, where the seller is looking for the money, looking for the lokech, litin lamosav to give him the money, gali daito becomes clear, the reason why I sold my property as the mocher, because I needed money, so I'm chasing after him to find my money. I wasn't willing to sell him the property unless I get my money. Since I never got the money back from the sale isn't final, unless you write a shtar, the shtar makes it final, but without the shtar, I need the money. If the money's not there, How do you know whether the money is there or not? Whether I need the money? If I'm chasing after the lokech, looking for the money, tells me I only sold the property for the money. So therefore, the sale isn't final. But in the situation, the second price, I'm not looking.
He has to give him for the part that he got the money. That part he has to give it.
Exactly, but the whole
but
sale
the
isn't
whole,
final.
Right.
But if it's a guy who's a big real estate mogul, doesn't need the money at all, so he sits back and whatever the mogul will pay me, whenever the lokech will pay me, I'll take the money. He's not really looking for the money. So once he said, I'll start the sale's good, then the sale's final, even without writing a shtar. And the Gemara says, Dama Rava says, Hai man dezavin mide lechare, b'ka'el v'nafik azuze, a guy who sells something to a friend and is looking for the money to be paid, lokani, there's not a good kinyan. But lokai v'nafik azuze, if he's not looking for the lokeach to pay the money immediately, then the lach is, it is kana, and it is final. Okay, now Tosas has a big chiddush here, and we'll just stop here after this. Tosas, he writes, "Ayel v'nafik azuzei lakane anira da'afilu da'iri afilu mashach hamekach." Even if the lokeach there's a meshicha, even then the sale will not be final. In melo pirish b'shas mechir meshicha zute kona chayvitz. Unless you say that I want the meshicha to be the kinnin, but if you want the money to be the kinnin, meshicha doesn't work unless that's what they agreed upon kinnin. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Guess we'll stop here.